Olds. The Adam Winter, George's Farm Center Limited Rink won the A event of the Olds Farmers Bondspiel, and the Kathy Kemmer David Doyle Realty My Acreage Rink won the A event of Olds Farmerettes Bondspiel. Both Bondspiels were held Feb 14-17 at the Olds Curling Club. It's the fifth time and the second time in a row that an Adam Winter rink has won the A event on the men's side. The Winter Rink, consisting of Adam Winter, Aaron Winter, Brian Winter and Roy MacArthur of George's Farm Center, won the A side by defeating the Lorne Anderson Desjardins Financial Rink, consisting of Lorne Anderson, Paul Livingston, Jerry Schalling and Jordan Priebe of Desjardins Financial. The Dan MacArthur Rink, Randy MacArthur, John Hoppins and Greg Scourodko of Future Ag Inc., won the B-side. The Travis Phillips Rink with Donald Bryan, Sven Nielsen and Matthew Pierce of Pierce Insurance, the co-operators, took the C-side. The D-side went to Todd Marshall Rink featuring Gary Wagers, Darcy Grudsky and David Fafard of BMO. On the women's side, the Kemmer Rink, consisting of Kathy Kemmer, Peggy Freeman, Joanne Notley and Teresa Doyle of My Acreage, David Doyle Realty, defeated the Missy McDermid Rink, Missy McDermid, Heather Saunders, Melissa Ellis and Lori Gans of Marlick Insurance Brokers, the Shaylin Houchin Rink with Courtney Houchin, Courtney Dahlman and Michaela Craig, Rempel's Painting and Drywall, won the B-side. The C-side winners were the Glory Anderson Rink with Donna McLean, Alice Shea and Kathy Stewart, UFA. Kurt Jorsvik chaired the organizing committee. "It went very well and I think everybody had nice time," he said during an interview with the Alberton. "I think everybody's pretty pleased." Jorsvik said 32 teams competed in the men's Spiel, about on par with previous years. He said 16 teams took part in the women's Spiel, up a couple of teams from previously. Jorsvik was pleased with the level of competition, and not really surprised that the Adam Winter took the A side again. "They're good year in and year out," he said, but added there were several strong teams in the hunt. Jorsvik was happy to see the support the Bondspiels received from local businesses, the town and the community as a whole. He agreed the lounge was really packed throughout the event. "Getting out there and meeting your neighbors and friends, it's got a lot of value," he said. Jorsvik would like to see more young people come out and take up the sport. He's encouraged that some have. He noted his rink included a guy in his 30s. "We've got to just keep promoting those young guys and keep them going," he said. "It's got to have young blood. Keep this stuff going, right?"